This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Battle for Malaysia on BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Melissa and Sharad this morning as we bring you the post-election coverage and analysis. Now, we just heard caretaker Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak giving his a press conference at PWTC. Now, some of you have weighed in on Twitter saying we have a Chui YC saying that he is going to leave it to the Agong, technically speaking, categorically denying. We also have Lawful Writings, the Twitter handle, saying SOSMA replaced the Sedition Act, so let's use the word reformist lightly.
Yeah, I think the question of Najib Razak's legacy as Prime Minister is going to be hotly contested. There are people who say that, you know, he did have, at least coming into the position, some really strong ideas about how to push move Malaysia forward.
Sure.
If he was thwarted, was it a personal failings, or was it in fact the kind of vested interest that he was trapped by? You know, the vested interest in the party, in the patronage system that is so much of Malaysian politics.
And we also have Henry Wong weighing in on Twitter saying that he didn't think that it was a straight out concession speech. He reckons that Najib Razak has planted a few booby traps on the way out, it seems. Now he's curious to see if Tun M has already second-guessed his former protege's next moves. Thank you, everyone, for weighing in on Twitter. You can join the conversation at any point in time. Our Twitter handle is at BFM Radio, and our website number is 018-789-8899. Thank you to Kuber and Roberto Calleja for liking the choices of music, the choices of songs we have this morning. Bob Dylan, always a hit with everyone. On the line, we have currently a constitutional lawyer to help us understand the next steps in this process, Niu Sin Yu. Good morning, Sin Yu. Thanks for joining us today. Now, I just want to make sure that I get the semantics right. I've been referring to Dato' Sri Najib as caretaker prime minister. Is that technically correct to still call him the caretaker prime minister?
Hi, morning, Melissa. Yes. It's still correct to call him the caretaker prime minister because he has not resigned as what most of us would have expected from the press conference earlier.
All right, okay, thanks for clarifying that. So caretaker prime minister. Now, I guess I can safely say that for a lot of us, we really don't know what's the next step, except that there will have to be a new prime minister sworn in. Now, could you walk us through the process? What can we expect next?
Well, now that the dust has settled and the Election Commission has officially announced the result, it is clear that Najib Razak ceased to command the confidence of the majority of the members of the new House of Representatives. So what should happen next is that he should now tender his resignation to the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong and clear the way for the new Prime Minister to be appointed. And sadly, that has not happened. And once he has resigned, then the new Prime Minister can be sworn in and be appointed as the new Prime Minister by the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong.
Now, Sunil, one of the things that, of course, the Najib Razak did, in fact, address, were what he called slander and lies, suggesting that, to sum it up, that Barisan Nasional and he in particular were going to steal this election. They were going to do it either through a declaration of emergencies or other forms of cheating. In saying that the next step is the Agong, do you anticipate that there could be any problems? Could he refuse to hand in that letter? And what is constitutionally would be the situation if he, say, refused to hand in the letter?
Well, what he has said is that there is no single party who has obtained a majority. And I think that, depending, if you look at the SPR website, is it PKR? PKR is 104, right?
Yeah.
104 seats. But there are some conflicting reports on that. I think Malaysia Kini says they have 113 seats.
That would mean including the DAP Sarawak and Sabah seat. So it's for PKR is 104, DAP Sabah and Sarawak is 9. So technically, is it 104 or is it 113?
Okay. Here's the thing. I think it's very important at this moment where there is so much uncertainty that Malaysians actually look at what the federal constitution says. The federal constitution does not recognize political parties. All that the federal constitution says is that the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong shall appoint as prime minister to preside over the cabinet a member of the House of Representatives who is, in his judgment, is likely to command the confidence of the majority of the members of that house. So it does not look at the political party. Of course, it's a very helpful tool to see who this member of House of Representatives is from, which party is from. But if Tun Mahathir has come out and said that he commands the confidence of the majority of the House of Representatives of the Dewan Rakyat, then the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong, once he is satisfied that he does indeed command such confidence, then Tun Mahathir should be appointed as the Prime Minister. And I think it is no secret that Tun Mahathir now commands the confidence of the majority of the House of Representatives because various political parties, PKR, DAP, Bersatu, and even Warisan, has come out even prior to the announcement of the election to say that they are an informal coalition. So in other words, the election result or the appointment of the new prime minister is not contingent on whether Pakatan Harapan is a formal coalition or not.
Listen, I want to ask you this. The Agong, as a, both a person and also as a constitutional monarch, is he guided principally by the constitution? How much wriggle room does he have in this, in the decisions that are going to have to be made in the coming hours and the coming days?
Yeah, what does it mean when you say that this is up to the Agong's discretion?
Well, in the constitution, it does say it is up to the Agong's discretion, but his discretion is guided by the election results. So if the election results has indicated that Tun Mahathir is the person commanding the confidence of the majority of the Dewan Rakyat, then the YDPA's authority and discretion is limited to appointing him and then call on him to form a new government.
So in a nutshell, can the Agong deny the appointment?
No, he cannot. If it is clear that Tun Mahathir commands the confidence of the majority house, he cannot deny the appointment. That would be unconstitutional.
Now, very quickly, there is the expression that's being bandied about on both sides of the political divide that, you know, there's the will of the people. Does the Constitution recognize such an expression that we use, you know, in the media and such?
Yes, it does. In fact, our federal constitution, all the elections provisions in our federal constitution, it does imply that, but it doesn't go so far to stated in black and white that that expression, the will of the people, but it really is based on the Westminster principle of democracy. So yes, I would say that it does.
Okay, very quickly before we end, do you see any possible hiccups, any hurdles along the way in announcing the next prime minister and the incoming government?
The only hurdle that I can anticipate is that elected representatives, they decide to switch allegiance. And we have seen it before. In fact, it wasn't too long ago where we saw the Perak state government led by Pakatan fell. So if that were to happen, then we could see Prime Minister Najib Razak or anyone else go before the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong and say that, look, I have command of the confidence of the majority of the Dewan Rakyat, and these are evidence to show it. So we could have a situation where Barisan Nasional go with all their elected representatives with PAS or any other political party that decides to switch allegiance from being in a coalition with Pakatan Harapan and now to the other side, then we could see a situation where the will of the people in a way would be quite frankly speaking betrayed.
Well, thank you so much for helping us understand the nuances of the Constitution here. That was New Sin Yu, a constitutional lawyer. Now, we're going to be back with more news and analysis as we peel back the layers of this onion, this very complex onion. But first, here's The Who with The Kids Are All Right. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.